Consumer concerns. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. This weekend, the average price of gas is just under $5 a gallon. Now, the Biden administration is considering suspending the national gas tax to ease the pain at the pump.
Half the country blames Biden for the spike in gas prices. 32% blame Putin, but 1 in 10 Americans blame both Biden and Putin.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. The Labor Department revealed the consumer price index hit 8.6% in May, the biggest jump in more than 40 years. The White House is reportedly looking at legislation to lower the cost of some prescription drugs, among other things. Brian Deese, director of the National Economic Council, on Fox News Sunday.
This is not just about enacting legislation. It's about giving some relief to families right now and sending a signal that not just the president and the Federal Reserve, but Congress recognize that fighting inflation needs to be our top priority.
Inflation is taking a toll on road and bridge projects as well, with rising prices on asphalt, steel, and iron pipes. Airlines delayed or canceled thousands of flights. Staff shortages and weather are to blame. Three former U.S. service members were reportedly captured in Ukraine.
So far, there has been no confirmation from the State Department about the status of these three potential prisoners of war, but the State Department is repeating a warning from President Biden, urging Americans not to go to Ukraine. Now that war between Russia and Ukraine is already in its fourth month, and the head of NATO says this is a war that could last for years.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. A 15-year-old was shot and killed in a popular Washington, D.C. neighborhood. Police say multiple people were shot during a festival, including a police officer. The other victims are recovering at an area hospital. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The number of migrants attempting to cross the southern border is up in some parts of Texas.
We are starting to push into those dangerously hot, brutal summer months down here at the southern border, but that weather isn't slowing anything down. The RGV sector has had more than 362,000 illegal crossings since October 1st. And we'll take you to Del Rio sector. Border Patrol there reporting eight groups totaling nearly 1,800 illegal immigrants. The Del Rio sector with more than 307,000 illegal crossings since October 1st. Their number's up a staggering 122% over the same time last year.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Hidalgo, Texas. A government attorney for the Philippines was fatally shot while visiting Philadelphia. The attorney was heading to the airport with his mother. Police say the Uber he was riding in was stopped at a red light when several rounds were fired from another car. No one has been arrested. Many state, local, and federal offices are closed on Monday in observance of the Juneteenth holiday.
Juneteenth commemorates the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. General Order No. 3 was announced by Union Army General Gordon Granger on June 19, 1865, marking freedom for enslaved people in Texas. But that came over 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, which could not be enforced in areas under Confederate control. General Order 3 came about 2 months after Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered to the Union Army in Virginia, the consensus end of the Civil War. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Transgender swimmers are effectively banned from women's events. FINA, the World Swimming's governing body, voted against allowing swimmers who transitioned after age 12 to compete in women's competitions. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.